Today is August 22nd, 2020, and we are talking with Joy Haggard. And Joy, first of all, what is your age and what is your occupation?
My age is older than I care to tell. My occupation is temporary right now. And that's it.
Okay. Make sure you see a lot of waves when you talk. When did you first hear about the coronavirus?
You know, I honestly can't remember. I'm sure there were things on the radio and there were things said at school. But my first actual impact was not until we did not have to go back after spring break.
What was your reaction then?
Well, I suppose I listened to things, but I was not unhappy to have the time off between spring break. I didn't know what exactly we would be doing school-wise, but that we just would come in now and again and take care of things as they came.
Your home situation, who lives in your home?
Just me and the pets.
Were there any challenges or changes that had to happen because of your living situation?
Things didn't really change for me. I am one of the people who has no internet at home. I'm not on social media. So I don't listen to a lot of those things. A lot of the things that I do like to do, I do at home, so I don't go to town very often. And so the coronavirus stay-at-home order really didn't bother me very much because I enjoy staying at home and I have lots of things to do when I'm there.
Well, since you aren't plugged into social media, when did the virus first become real to you, or when did it first start to really affect your life?
I think probably when we were told that we actually couldn't go places, or we had to wear a mask to go places. I really didn't like that because I didn't feel like the virus was, I thought they overplayed it quite a bit, and I didn't feel like it was as deadly as they said, and I felt like it kind of infringed on what I wanted to do. I wasn't willing to infect anybody, but neither did I feel like I was infected. So I just thought we were a little more controlled than we needed to be.
What things in your life changed right away?
Other than not having to go to work, not much.
Okay, how did you feel when the schools closed?
I was a little surprised. Again, I thought it was a little overreactive because we're a small community and spring is coming up when people are outdoors and the kids didn't get to do what they wanted to do as far as spring sports go. So I just thought, well, I'm sure they're following what they feel like is needed to be done. It was just an interesting way to see things.
What is your job situation right now?
I'm still working. And honestly, the school still worked in the coronavirus. They shut down with children, but they didn't shut down with administration or teachers. So right now, I'm back to work, and I believe that things are going to be picking up again.
When do you think life will get back to normal?
I don't know if there is a normal. I don't know. I think we live in a time where things change and change drastically. And I think life is not going to be like it was. We are constantly becoming aware of more global things, more crises, that kind of thing. So I don't know if there's going to be normal as we used to know it.
Okay, in this quote, new normal, what changes do you think are temporary, and what changes do you think will be long term?
I think the masks are temporary. I think the awareness of disease will probably linger on because we have the capacity as humans to create diseases. Things can come up that it's been nice to be more aware of being germ-free in general without being overboard with it. New normal, it's hard to say because a year ago we couldn't have picked this. So I'm a very bad prognosticator, and we'll just have to see what comes.
What is your reaction to the COVID situation now?
I still don't think it's near as bad as it's been pumped up to be. I hope that people will just see it as another flu, another this, another that, because statistics are flying out there, this, that, and the other, and you can read them for what they are. But so far, this has not proven to be the deathly thing that they predicted at the beginning of its onset. And so I really believe that it's going to die down.
Is there anything else that you would like people to know about what it was like to live in a little bitty town in the middle of a pandemic?
I'm sure we had it much easier than city life because we had places to go, we have yards, we have animals. We had a lot better setting than a lot of people, and I believe we've come out of it much better.
Thank you.